Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Photographer's Couch. I am your host, Megan Jewelly, and I'm a photographer in North Carolina. I service mainly in the Mocksville, Clemens, and Winston-Salem area. And although this podcast isn't always about photography, today it is about a subject that is very important in photography, and that is lighting. And I wanted to talk to you about this today because I was actually on the way to a client's house when this podcast idea came to mind. I am going to be doing a photo session at their house in a couple of weeks, and I haven't been there before. It's a new client. They're going to have extended family, so it's grandparents and three families, and I don't want to show up the day of the session and not know what I'm working with, what the backdrop looks like, what the lighting is going to be. So if you've worked with me before, and maybe I have done photos at your house inside or outside, I used to do a lot of newborn photography. So I'd have moms and dads like send me pictures of what their living room looks like and bedroom in the nursery, just so I get an idea before I walk in the door and start photographing their family and baby, what kind of lighting situation we are working with and area. So sometimes when I am going to a shoot and I haven't been to that location before, if it's like a private location, I'll ask for photos. And then, if it is a location outdoors that is open to the public, I'll stop by and check out the lighting. So what do I look for when I am thinking about lighting for a photo shoot? So the first thing I like to know is where the sun is. Most of the time, especially in evening sessions, I like for the sun to be behind my subjects, and specifically behind them with trees, maybe some kind of buildings. But trees are best because it kind of filters the light, so it's not a stark contrast of shadow and bright. But just depending on what we're working with, sometimes we have to use the shadows or the shade produced by buildings and houses and things like that. So, but I like to see where the sun is setting, where the sun's going to be, and what kind of shade do we have. So ideally, shade from trees is usually the best because, like I said, it's kind of filtered. But if we have to, we can use shade of a building. Last year, I did band photos for our local high school, and I had to use the shade from the building because it was in the middle of the day and the sun was really high, so there was no shade from the trees. There wasn't any trees nearby. So anyway, I had to make that work. But ideally, I'd love to have shade created by the trees because, like I said, it kind of filters and gives us a really pretty backdrop. The other thing I look for with lighting is I just make sure we don't have really speckled lighting. So a lot of the times people will say, oh, I love this tree, or I love these flowers. And, it's just a really bad lighting situation. And I just think lighting is so much, it's like one of the most important things when it comes to photography. So I just always want my clients to keep that in mind. Like, yeah, like these flowers are really pretty, but not for a morning session. Or these are really pretty, and just like in the evening, it's just too bright right here. Like, this has to be a morning session. And honestly, there's sometimes where there is a location where it's just never good lighting. And I've had situations like that. And I actually had one recently. And luckily, I was actually praying that we'd get a cloudy day, because I had been to this beautiful location morning and evening, and I just wasn't really excited about the lighting. The location was beautiful, but the morning light was very contrasty, and that's just not how I photograph. Now, there are some wonderful photographers who photograph, and they're really creative, and they have really beautiful photos using shadows and bright light and just very contrasty, but that is just not my style. So I don't teach that, and I don't do that. So at least that's not like my style that you'll see on my portfolio and my social media and stuff. So yeah, I always tell clients when that we're thinking about, like when I'm teaching somebody how to use their camera, and one of the things I teach them on lighting is, let's take a picture really close to a tree. So you're like really close to the tree trunk. We take a picture and it's really dark. So we had to change our settings, of course, but even after we change our settings, it's just never, it's not the best photo. It's not the best lit photo using natural light. So then I pull them, or we pull the subject all the way to the, close to the outside, like close to the end of the shade that the tree's providing. And we take a photo there, and the lighting is so much better. You step out of that shade and into the sun, there's really bright light. Not ideal. So I show them how this middle ground right here, where you're still getting the sun, you're still getting really pretty light, but you're not super dark and you're not really bright. And I don't know, that just always works for me when I understand lighting. I also show them how we turn towards the sun, we turn away from the sun when we're in shade, and how that affects lighting as well. So, and the only other thing I wanted to talk about was cloudy days, which is kind of funny because I'm outside walking right now and it's really cloudy today. And I actually have a shoot later this afternoon, and I'm going to do it because it's a couple things. So I'm going to talk to you about lighting, and I'm just going to talk to you about, you know, business side of things in general, but when it comes to shoots and cloudy days and stuff. So a lot of people say, oh, cloudy days are good, right? Yes and no. If I had to choose, most of the time I would pick a sunny day. Now, if you heard what I said earlier, it was that I was hoping for a cloudy day because that location was super sunny normally. So there's some situations where cloudy days are good based on location. I use fields a lot. So just some off the top of my head. Well, I have one that I use on my property. I use it a lot in the summer and fall, and it's a big open field, so there's not hardly any shade. A cloudy day is great because I can use that field for a longer period of time. So typically in the summer when I use my field, I have to start sessions right at 8 o'clock because that's when the sun is right behind the trees and it's not super bright. There are like Dogwood Farms is a beautiful location for, I think they do different kind of flowers, wildflowers. I think they do sunflowers. So cloudy day there is golden because it's usually pretty bright. Now there is times and spots around the farm that works, but in general, that whole field is super bright. I mean, up until that sun is setting. So cloudy days are good in some situations, but I will say sometimes people are more sensitive on cloudy days. They can't keep their eyes open. Their eyes get watery. So I would suggest if you are photographing somebody or you're being photographed and it's a cloudy day, I would suggest you get there early. Take your sunglasses off. I don't know about you, but I wear sunglasses on cloudy days because my eyes are really sensitive. And just start getting your eyes used to the light outside when it's cloudy. And so that way you can open up your eyes better and not be so squinty and your eyes watery. So, and then the last thing I would just say about business side of things, when you have a day, specifically a cloudy day, but even if there's like a chance for rain, I wait till last minute to reschedule if a client can. I typically don't photograph sessions that have to happen, or it's just there's no other day or option. I mean, it's rare. I do, like, I have this extended family coming up, and you know, it would just be a burden on everybody if we had to reschedule because there's three different families involved. But typically, I don't reschedule until I absolutely have to, unless it's just a pour down rain. Because this is the thing, let's say today it's cloudy, like I said. Yeah, I would love to have a sunny day. But if I reschedule to another day, who's to tell that that day is going to be even better? And I just feel like sometimes you have to just, as a business owner, you just have to make a decision and, you know, go with it. So I just typically, I mean, unless my client is just absolutely not, I had a bad experience like 2 years ago with another photographer and, you know, it was a cloudy day and it just really, it did not turn out well. Okay. That's fine. I hear you. And we'll see what we can do. But in general, if it was a cloudy day, I wouldn't reschedule. Because I would just find different locations. And you also have to remember that on cloudy days, the sun is still out. The sun is still there. So turning your subjects to the sun sometimes, where if the sun was out and, it would be really bright. I mean, that might be the reason why they're squinting, is because they really are still facing the sun and it's still really sensitive. It's hard to tell sometimes when there's a lot of clouds, but usually that's the case. So you just have to play with it. It's just part of, honestly, experience. I've been photographing for 15 years. I don't think I've ever canceled on a cloudy day. I also remember too, like there has been cloudy days and then, the next day is beautiful, but it's super windy. So you just, it's when you are a photographer or when you're getting photos taken outside, I mean, you are working with the elements that are given to us. I want to make the best experience and I want to give the best photos possible for my clients. A lot of the times on a cloudy day, I'll add in a beautiful, sky in some of the pictures, especially ones, that are like really white or gray. I like to do that. And sometimes I add a little sunburst, warm up the photos. I mean, there's a lot of things you can do in editing to make it look like it wasn't a cloudy day. So just things to consider. Just wanted to come on here and talk to you a little bit about lighting and photography and kind of how I see lighting and how I determine what a location, like what I need from a location for good lighting. And then, of course, just wrapping it up with just a little tidbit if you are a photographer or you're getting your photos done on a cloudy day. So I hope this was helpful, and I'll see you guys next week on another episode.